Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hi everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the Bumper Podcast. Now, you might be wondering, why are you so excited, Natty? What could possibly be so great that you're so excited? Well, we decided that we're going to bring back a cool new segment here on the Bumper Podcast with our pal, Aloysius J. Pig. It's called Pig Interviews, and so without further ado, I'm gonna...
Hey, Natty, what are we doing? What are you doing? Are you doing an intro for the pig interviews thing?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Like, we haven't done an interview in so long. Like, and people used to love those when we did the interviews. And so I'm super excited.
Yeah, well, your excitement might be a little bit premature, as they say in the business, as I know we talked about doing an interview, but I actually don't have any kind of interview set up. We never actually did that.
Oh, wait, but I thought we talked about doing it, and I figured that since it's your segment that you were just going to go and, like, find somebody to interview and do it. Like, yeah. Set everything up.
We've known each other for a long time now, I think, and I think it's very presumptuous of you to assume that I'm going, just because we kind of talk about something, that I'm then going to just get up and go do it. Like, you know, I need a list or some bullet points or something.
No.
Like an action, a call to action or something like that.
No, but I don't want to waste the podcast on this, but we had a meeting and everybody was like, you know, how can I be more involved? And producer, we talked to him about what he can do, which was, I think, like, make new music beds because this one's getting kind of old. We talked to Rufus about, I don't remember what we talked to him about, honestly, but we talked to Doodle Poodle about making new artwork for every episode, but we talked to you and we said, okay, Pig, you want a thing, you had this Pig Interviews, and just go and do that again. And did you need more?
Yeah, well,
or
like
what?
Like I said, I wanted some bullet points. You know what I mean? I work off of lists and I work off of bullet points. So if you could just put that into bullet points, and I think I would very much appreciate it, and then I could be on my way about my business and whatnot.
Okay, cool. So here's your bullet list. Ready? Go do an interview. That's it. Bullet. Go do an interview, Aloysius. That's your list. Really, if you want me to break it down, find someone to interview and then interview them. That's all you have to do. And then we will put the segment Pig Interviews back into the show. Is that okay? I sound mad. I think I sound... Do I sound angry?
Hey, Nat, it's me, Rufus. Rufus, I just heard there's an argument going on in here, and I just wanted to make sure everything was okay, you know, as the resident lawyer, and also sometimes the HR department, I like to stay on top of things, tip-top of things, and I try to make sure that everything is smooth like butter. So, yeah, is everything okay
Rufus,
in here?
Yeah, no, it's not okay, because Bumper Car over there, we had some meeting, and I mean, I don't know. You know, we have all these meetings. It's always like, oh, look at my schedule. It's like, oh, we have a meeting. Oh, we have another meeting. Let's have a meeting about the meeting. Let's have an email about the meeting. It's too many meetings. And so I kind of, maybe I zoned out. I don't know. I don't remember. But evidently, he's expecting me to have an interview here today, and I ain't got one. So, and he's all, you know, he's all up in arms about it, and I don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, I'm frustrated, but I don't want to make the whole show about this, so we're just going to move on. We're not going to have an interview, and that's fine. We'll just talk about something else.
Anybody
have any ideas?
Yeah, I got me an idea. It's going to make everybody happy. Aloysius, you're going to get your interview, and Natty, you're going to be able to calm down a bit.
We're not going to interview you, Rufus. Absolutely not. That's not it.
No, absolutely not. I wasn't saying that. What I was saying was, You know, I've got an idea. Why don't you interview one of your children, Bumper Car?
Are they still around? They're still... Okay, I'm fine with that if that's what we want to do. Go, Bumpy. Go wrangle one of your kids up. Let's do this.
Bumpy. Okay, I'll be right back. You guys do what you will.
Yeah, I don't really know what to... Oh, hey, wait, there's one of them now. Go grab Rufus. Go grab that one. Yeah, Hold on a second.
Hey, you wayward child, please come on over here. Aloysius wants to say hi to you, okay?
Hi.
Hey, I always forget. I get you two mixed up. Which one are you? Are you bean? Are you rice? Are you, chicken? Are you rice? I'm very hungry, evidently.
No, I'm Emerson.
Wait, are you serious? That's actually your name?
Yes.
Great, so, I guess I'm supposed to interview you. Anything going on in the world that you're, excited about, maybe?
Summer!
Oh, hey, guys. Good, you found Emerson. Pig, so are you... Are you just going to talk to him, or is that what's going on?
Yep. Yeah, so you can go on about your day, Bumper Car, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm gonna interview the kid, you know, so we can talk about whatever we talk about, all right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Emerson, if he says anything mean to you, just let me know.
Okay. Hold on a second. Yeah, that's fine. If he's not going to say anything mean to you, I'll stand here. I'll be your guard, so I'll protect you from this pig here, all right?
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Anyway, so you said your name was Sam or something?
Emerson.
That's seriously your name?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You said that.
I know, but it just every time I say it, I'm just like, is that really his name? But it is. So Emerson, good to meet you. How do you spell that? Is that like...
E-M-E-R-S-O-N.
E-M-E-R-S-O? It's like a song. It is. Do it with me. E-M-E-R-Y-F-Q.
No. E-M-E-R-S-O-N.
Hold on. E-M-E-R-S. That's...
E-M-E-R-S-O-N.
E-M-E-R-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Son. The last three letters of your name is son.
Yeah.
Who's your brother, Moon?
Now, hold on, Aloysius. We told that was a good one though. We told Bumper Car that we're gonna be nice to this child. So don't be making fun of none of the kids, okay? It's just gotta be nice here, all right?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, so Emma's son. I'm Aloysius. We've met before, correct?
Yes.
Is there anything in particular that you're excited about? Any fun things?
Summer.
You said it with a question mark at the end. You were like, summer?
No.
Are you going to do anything big this summer?
Legoland?
You're going to, what, buy it?
No, go
there.
Are
you going to move to Legoland? Oh, Bumper Car's going to be so sad.
No, stay there for a day.
Oh, like a day trip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. What do you do at Legoland? Do you eat Legos?
No.
Ice cream made of Legos?
No.
Hot dog? Ugh. We don't eat hot dogs, do we? No. Cucumbers made of Legos. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. What about the pool? Do you like going to the pool?
Yes.
And what do you do there?
Swim.
I mean, that's the basic answer, yeah. But do you run around the pool?
Yes.
Well, you're not supposed to run around the pool. Isn't that the rule? No running, no horseplay? No shenanigans?
No.
Do you get into shenanigans at the pool?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. I was worried that you might. Can you do a... have you ever done a side flip?
No, but I've done a front flip.
You've done a front flip?
Yeah.
Is that so terrifying? Because, like, you're looking and you're flipping and your eyes and you're spinning up in the air?
No.
Wow, that's very impressive. Are you going to take any big trips this summer?
Yes.
Oh, where are you going to go?
Cape Cod. You're not coming.
No, can I please? I know you guys always go there, but you never let me come. Can I please come to the beach?
Ask Natty.
I don't want to talk to him. He's mad at me right now because of this whole interview situation. Oh, fine. I'll talk to Natty. You got any other things you want to say on pig interviews today? Nothing to promote? Nothing to put out there? No. Are you dropping any new albums?
No.
No? Okay. Are you in any movies coming up?
No.
Does your restaurant have any cool specials that you want to promote?
What restaurant?
I don't know. I'm just trying. But, man, I'm just struggling here, you know? Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming by. Did you have any fun?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're a man of few words, really. I appreciate that. You're succinct. That's what they say in the business. Well, good to meet you, son of Emma. Emma's son. You get that? Yeah. Son of Emma. That makes you sound like you're from Thor or something like that. Odin's son. Emma's son.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, you run along and do all the kid stuff. We'll check you later, okay?
Bye.
Yeah, well, there he was. I mean, that was a legitimate interview. It went a few minutes, and we really found out a lot about his child is going to go to the pool where he's going to swim. He's not going to engage in horseplay. He is going to break the rules of running a little bit, which we do not approve of, obviously. But hold on. Here comes Natty. We're done. Come on in.
Hey, guys. How did it go? I said my kid just ran past me. Was he okay? Was everything okay?
It was good. He was good on the microphone. He actually answered some questions. You know, with these kids sometimes, it's like, yes, no, no. Maybe it's like you're interviewing a Scantron test or something, but that's it's fine because he seemed to enjoy it. He seemed to have fun. I don't know. He ran out really.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't like running out crying or anything. So that great, awesome. So that fine, you win, Rufus. That was a great idea. We had a pig interview. And, but normally, so I think let's try to figure out some more. If there's anybody out there who wants to be interviewed by Pig and be on the Bumper Podcast, we'd love to have you. And, if you, whatever you do, if you make stuff, if you don't make stuff, if you like stuff, if you don't like stuff, let us know. And Pig would love to talk to you. He's normally an expert interviewer. I have to listen to this one at the end to see how it went, but, I think it'll be fine. How did, producer, we haven't done that in a while. How are the levels?
Well, actually, Natty, the child, he was kind of far from the mic, but I think I can boost it up and I can make it work because you know what? That's what the producer does. I make it work.
Yeah, you do. Get it.
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.